excited about with this group that you've been up front with here for the last couple of weeks?
Oh, man, I'm just excited about, you know, things we're going to be able to do this year, the type of talent that we got. You know, we got some guys working really hard, you know. We're in all battling, competing with each other, you know, and just trying to push each other to get better every day. And I think that we can team you, that we got an opportunity to do something real special this year.
It's safe to say this team's ready to play somebody else.
I know, man. You kind of tell out that, man. But, yeah, man, we ready to hit somebody else, man. But that's just a part of being in training camp, man. Isn't that we brotherly grind the offseason. But every day we go out there and compete and battle in the trenches, man. And so the opportunity, what, 3 days from now, we'll be had the opportunity to put all that and focus towards somebody else. It'd be great.
Is it okay to have a scrum like that every once in a while in camp?
You know, it's never a good thing, you know, when teammates are fighting. You know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like you growing up with your younger brother. Y'all going to have disagreements. Y'all might even scuffle a little bit, but at the end of the day, you love each other, man. And that's kind of how it is. I heard we obviously don't want to do it, and we're going to do everything we can to prevent it. But you never know, you know, when you get into a situation, man, you know, where you're going back and forth every day, you know, one day you get the best of me, I might get the best of you one day. Sometimes it may grow into things like that.
How has this been what you expected or different from when you signed in the offseason?
I mean, it's been exactly what I expected, man. I expected to come in here and be pushed. I expected to come in here and be around a bunch of guys that's working, man. And this team had a lot of success last year, you know, going 9-7, being one game away from the playoffs. And I think for them, it was like they got that hunger in their mouth. It's like they tasted blood and they want the whole meal. So it's like, you know, I could just feel the energy every day going out there, man. And when I had the opportunity to sign, that's the first thing I thought about, man, was, man, I got an opportunity to go in and be a part of something special. And I feel like that's what they're building here.
You see a guy like Jarrell, who's been to back-to-back Pro Bowls, but he talks every year about bigger and better expectations. What's the first thing you've noticed working next to him?
His work day. Every day he go out there and give it his all, man. Honestly, I don't think I've been around a D lineman that work as hard as him and put the effort in that he put in. And every day, every little thing he do, he just try to do it perfect, man. And that's somebody, you know, that I come in every day and I just try to make sure I follow behind, follow his lead. And every day just try to mock what he do, because at the end of the day, he's been doing it. He's doing it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
You think you guys can be a pretty good 1-2 punch up the middle there?
I think we got an opportunity to have a good D-line overall, man. We got some great D-linemen, and led by Casey, man. We all just got to follow and lead. Thanks, follow his lead. Yes, sir.